Good morning, and thank you for joining us for our weekly industry call. I'd like to ask Commissioner Pendergrass to kick things off for us this morning. Commissioner, if you could hit star two to unmute yourself. I know the folks would love to hear from you. All right. All right. Well, good morning again. Tamara Pigott here. I'm gonna give Commissioner Pendergrass one more minute to see if perhaps he was running a little bit behind. Commissioner, if you're on. Hey there.
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Like a few minutes here. Good morning. Thank you. How many people got on the line this morning?
Let's see if I can find out for you while we're talking.
Good. Okay. Good morning, everyone. And every week is a new day of hope here in Lee County. I don't know if you've seen the recent news. I mean, every day there's something new coming out. Just this week we had juries open back up on Sanibel. So I never thought a month ago after this devastating storm that we would have transportation up and running across the Barrier Islands. We have businesses open. We have some of the areas we have electricity and water back in some of the areas, and obviously we have a long way to rebuild and come back in the community. But it's astounding what's been going on between the local, state, and federal government. We just got our FEMA will be providing housing the last 3 weeks anyway, but we just got approved this week for the more long-term temporary housing to be moved into Lee County for FEMA before people being put into shelters and hotels and apartments and homes. And now it's going to be some other types of mobile housing for people. But we're working through that process, and every day just gives us more hope. And if you didn't see our workshop yesterday, we had about debris removal. The good news is by within 30 days, we'll have pretty much 80% of the debris total collection between construction and the horticultural debris on Lee County picked up. Some areas already been totally clean, and some areas are still getting the first or second pass. So it's a long process. There's so much more material we had this time compared to Irma. But we are collecting it 7 times faster than what we did in 2017 with Irma. We have more trucks on the ground, and the cities are doing the same thing. The city of Cape Coral and Fort Myers and other areas who have their own contractors, they're doing the same thing as we are throughout Lee County. This is a process, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any questions while I'm on the line.
So if you have a question for Commissioner Pendergrass, please hit star two and he will try to answer your question. All right,
Cameron, I know you've been
Commissioner.
on Sanibel a lot this Cameron, I know you've been on Sanibel a lot this week. Anything else you want to add to what I said about where we are as far as coming back?
Every day is a better day, right? We've taken the hit of all hits, it feels like, but every single day I find something to be hopeful for. I don't know if you saw, Commissioner, but this morning the Today Show was broadcasting from Fort Myers Beach, and they had a lot of really great stories, really positioned the spirit of our community well. I was very appreciative of that. For those of you who receive our emails, you'll be getting a link to that in the email later today. But got to get close to the lighthouse and that is truly a symbol of strength and really kind of the representation of who and what we are. Yeah, well, there might be one leg missing, but we're battered and torn, but we're still standing and strong. And I think that is really a true message for who and what we are as a community, I think.
Yeah,
Every day
it's
gets
really, it's nice
better.
to see. Yeah, it's just, it's nice to have those stories because that's the reality of what our community is. Our communities come together throughout the community, business, private sector, non-profit community, and we're all working together and helping each other. You know, it's unfortunate we deal with the same type of the situation as either COVID or red tide or algae blooms with water quality stuff. You have some media that talks about the facts and the true stories and the good positive things of our area. Then we always have the ones that talk about the negative stuff. And we're going to deal with that now because, you know, like we for later today on the causeway with a national news station. But it's a positive story about the bridges being built and where we are as a community. But you're going to have the local news media that's trying to get some bites. They're going to, you know, they did a story because me and Tamara and some other staff were in Germany the week before the storm, you know, so which has been out there. But now they have nothing to talk about it a month later. So they're going to find something to talk about negative about that. They're going to find something or somebody that didn't like the FEMA shelter, then I like somebody that's like something. And it's just, you know, it is the world we live in. It's unfortunate, but we'll keep our head high and stay above all that, though.
Absolutely. All right. Well, if no one has a question for Commissioner Pendergrass, and thank you so much, sir, for joining us this morning, I'm going to ask Peg Elmore from Career Source to give us an update on the resources that are available through her organization. Peg, you have to hit *2 to unmute yourself.
Oh, good morning, Tam. I am glad that you asked me to address this group because there's a lot of services out there. But I want to start out by saying, you know, we've been sprinting for the last month. We are in a marathon. The work to be done is going to take a year, 2 years, typically what we see in bringing back our workforce. And so understanding that, I wanted to go over some of the more immediate needs of your workforce and then talk about some long-term solutions as well. First of all, we understand that the first few weeks was about putting shelter overhead and food in bellies. Workforce was not, going back to work was not necessarily first on people's mind. But the numbers and the people seeking services is growing rapidly now. So it is on their mind. And I think if I talk to each one of you separately, you could tell me the story of what you think your workforce is doing. I don't think that there's any one solution for everyone. And so what I'm stressing to my staff is that we have to look at each individual and what their needs are. So we're going to start out with helping them file their claim for unemployment insurance. If they've lost their IDs, which is very typical, we have some resources available to very quickly get them IDs back. As a matter of fact, it's almost same afternoon at the disaster relief centers at both Lakes Regional and the downtown center. So they have staff there that can help them retrieve their IDs. In the system that we work with, the unemployment insurance claims, those IDs are critical to proving their identity and reducing fraud. And we try not to be bureaucratic, but at the end of the day, we've got to jump through a lot of hoops for these federal dollars. So once we have the claims established and the immediate need, then we start to look at how we can help these individuals with their employment needs. And for some people, they're going to be out of work a few weeks. For some people, they're months. For some people, they're not sure if they're ever going to go back. So that's why I say there isn't one solution that we can apply for everyone. So what we try to do is to educate each person on the options available to them. First of all, Southwest Florida has record low unemployment going into the storm. And so there are still thousands of jobs available for people who want to go to work. And those are in our Employ Florida job matching system. So they can go into the system and be matched on other job opportunities. If they think that their status is temporary and they want to go back to work for you, for instance, you have 6 weeks of or 2 months before you can restore your business, then my suggestion is we look at temporary work for these individuals. We just received a sizable allocation from the Department of Labor for temporary work. What happens in this situation is we take folks that are anticipating going back to work and we put them in positions where they're doing humanitarian aid, disaster cleanup, or restoration, and they go on our payroll, our workers' comp, for up to a year. We pay the prevailing wage rate for whatever that position pays in a comparable position. So you're going to see things like anything from 15 to 30 plus an hour. It's good for up to a year. And we have work sites available for folks who want to do that. Also, if there are people who are dislocated, who have a passion for a particular nonprofit or government agency, then we can work with them to secure a work site. The work sites are all nonprofit and government agencies. There are no work sites that are a for-profit entity. The third option I would like to mention is our on-the-job training program. So if someone is long-term unemployed or they go to work temporary work and their work job is not coming back, we may be able to connect them with an employer, and this can be a for-profit employer where they go to work and they have some of the skills the new employer needs, but not all of them. So the employer agrees to train them. In that case, we reimburse half their salary while they're being trained up to 6 months. So I guess the bottom line is there are many options available for people who are dislocated from the storm. And there's no single answer for everyone. So it's a case of let's sit down, let's talk. Twice a week in Fort Myers on Tuesdays and Fridays, we open up our conference rooms and do two daily sessions to really start to walk through the process with these individuals. That doesn't mean they need to wait. If they want services right now, if they walk in our door, we will accommodate them on a first-come, first-served basis. We're here to help. We're here to listen. So I guess I would like to ask you as business owners how we can best serve the folks who have been dislocated from the storm, knowing what I've said. How do we reach them? How do we make sure that they know about the resources available?
Yeah, absolutely, Peg. I mean, it's just critical that we make sure that that we're connecting these people with you, right? I mean, you know, I assume the best bet is for them to come to your location at Daniels is it Plantation? I want to make sure I say that right.
Yeah, that is correct. Daniels and Plantation, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They can also go onto our website and fill out an inquiry form, which is certainly mobile friendly, and we'll give them a call and chat with them over the phone about what their needs are. I understand Uber has been given rides to the DRC, so they may be able to work out if they don't have transportation. In any employer that has a large dislocation, for instance, we're working with South Seas to do a special session for their employees, two sessions for their employees. The same thing with the Ritz-Carlton. So if you have a number of employees who are being dislocated and you want to help us bring them together as a group, we'll accommodate your schedule to do that and their schedule to do that as well. So nothing is off the table. Let's talk about how we can best serve these folks.
Absolutely. So appreciate that. Peg, can you give them the web address just so they can write that down while we're talking?
Sure.
For those people who want to do the pre-registration online?
Certainly. It's careersourcefwfl.com. And there's a banner right when you go on to the website that talks about disaster services. So you can't miss it. It's just one click and then you'll be right where you need to be.
Awesome. Peg, I so appreciate you being on the call. Given that Peg does have a hard stop at 9:30, she has another meeting. So if anybody has any questions for Peg, would you hit *2 to unmute yourself and feel free to ask her a question. Okay, Peg. Well, they're being shy this morning, but no doubt they'll be reaching out to you and CareerSource afterwards, because I know there is either about to be or already is inordinate need for the services you provide. So I very much appreciate you joining us this morning and helping us get this information out.
And if they want to discuss a group session, certainly give us a call. The phone number here is 239-931-8200. We're here to help.
All right. Thank you, Peg.
Thanks, Pam.
All right. Peg, if you'll hit star 2 to remute yourself, or maybe you're going to click off, but I would like to now ask Lois Croft from our local FRLA leadership to give us an update from FRLA's perspective. Lois, you'll have to hit star 2 as well.
Yes, good morning, everyone. FRLA's been real busy. Good morning. Just really assisting in a lot of different areas, from working with Kevin Guthrie to getting the Luminary set up so they can have that as their headquarters, getting hotel rooms and things for their workers, things like that. Of course, hospitality staff have been invited to the governor's roundtables on discussions about how to get open, what do they need. One of the hot topics, of course, is permits to make sure that gets a little more expedited and doesn't become so cumbersome for people that do, when they're ready to get open, that it won't prohibit them from taking so long to get open. And we can always help with that as well. We actually have a staff person that used to work for DPPR that helps, in general, always just help with permits and liquor license and things like that. So if you know of anybody that's having issues with that type of thing, just please let me know on that and I can direct them to our staff. We've done a lot of different food drives in all three different counties, supplies and foods and different things like that. I actually have a hotel that's donated probably 6 or 7 really large bags of bedding. So, and it's, you know, really in good shape bedding, so it's not something that's not reusable. So if you know of anyone that's getting ready to open back up their home and could use some bedding and things like that and any other supplies, I've got all that as well. Or if you know of a good spot to literally take that to. Wanted to try to take it down to Fort Myers Beach, but as everybody knows, it's difficult to get down there. I've been down there myself just to help some of the restaurants. But some other programs we're doing is adopting restaurants. I've had many other restaurants and whatnot around the state have offered to come over and help and donate. We've had some even come from Pennsylvania, adopting a family from a restaurant, giving them some money, some gift cards, things like that. A restaurant from Palm Beach came over, and one of the restaurants in another area was totally destroyed. So they came over and brought supplies, gave them some money, helped them with their staff, things like that. So we're doing a lot more restaurants from Miami and Palm Beach, Broward area, even north of us, Tampa area. They're interested in helping other restaurants and stuff too. So any restaurants interested in being adopted per se, keep in touch with me and I can get them connected to some nearby restaurants that could come over and help them with a lot of different things. FRLA has also set up an FRLA Hurricane Relief Fund. It's really going to be for more of the independent lodging and restaurants. And it's on our website at FRLA.org. It's kind of a grant process where they can get up to $10,000, use it for their staff, equipment, things like that to help them get open. So if anyone's interested in getting some extra dollars, I know people can do different areas, but this is just one more way for them to get a little bit more money, and it's on our website at FRLA.org. Of course, the hot topic that Peg mentioned was job placement. Of course, a lot of our staff are out of work right now. We'd love to keep them in the area as much as possible, so any other restaurants and stuff that want to hire people, that'd be great to keep them here. But I have had calls from other areas, hospitality around the state, that if we have displaced workers that maybe don't have a place to live currently and are interested in maybe going somewhere else. I do have that program as well where I have some other hospitality, lodging, and or restaurants that would assist them in getting them a place to live and a job. Ideally, of course, we'd like to keep them here. But if anybody has anybody that needs to move out for some reason, you know, personal or whatever, there's obviously other people around the state of Florida that are interested in placing some workers as well. So, just really, we're here to help whatever we can. We've been involved in a lot of different areas. So just keep us posted on anything we can do. I'll be pushing more information out to our members as well through my newsletters. And of course, everything's on our website, for anybody to check out at fma.org. I think that's it here, Tam.
Hello. Hola.
Tam, you still there?
Lois, Melissa, really appreciate the update from you, you know, and everything you're doing to help us. This is a time where we really lean on each other. Our partnership is super valuable, and I appreciate everything you're doing. So reach out if there's anything we can do for you as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. A reminder to people to hit star 2 to mute yourself. Hear some background noise. You're welcome to when we call for comments, unmute yourself, but please remute yourself. I'm going to give you the VCB update. Later today, Down St. Germain will distribute the July through September occupancy survey. I had asked them to hold off, but now it's been nearly a month since the storm, and I'd like to get as many of you who can to complete the information. While I certainly understand that some of you will not be able to complete the survey, it's important that we gather as much information as possible for data comparison purposes going forward. Again, that's the July through September occupancy survey. You'll get an email about that later today. As we mentioned last week, the visitfortmyers.com website now includes a list of what is open. If you are open and your business is not included on this list, please reach out to Brielle Benzing at BBENZING at leegov.com, and this will be in the email we send out later as well. Brielle will help you get your business on that list if it's not already there. And, you know, I know I've been harping on this every week, but we have both an accommodations and an attraction survey that we will include a link to those. If you have not done so, please let us know the status of your property. A few projects that the VCB has been working on this past week. LeeVCB.com, that's our partner website. LeeVCB.com is now updated with resources and tools that can help guide our partners through recovery. We launched an episode of our Shellcast podcast featuring Mayor Holly Smith and SANCAP Chamber President John Lai discussing the recent reopening of the Sanibel Causeway. Been a very popular podcast the last week. In response to a request from a meeting planner, our team created a time-stamped video of downtown Fort Myers to show how well the recovery is going in this particular area. We will continue to use visual storytelling to help build attendance for future conferences to our area. So if we can help you with something like that, please let us know. And we've reached out to our past influencers who we've worked with and have requested their support. And the suggested content will be focusing on things that are open, stories of hope and recovery, and of course, relief funding support. As a reminder, BMI is hosting a fundraiser for our area in Nashville on Wednesday, November 2nd. There are approximately 50 Island Hopper Songwriter Fest past performers who will be performing, and we are excited about that. Of course, BMI and iHeartRadio are supporting that effort, but it was organized by two Island Hopper alums, Brian Sutherland and Danny Myrick, who have a big passion for the area. So the good news is now they are going to stream that concert. So if you want to watch it, there is a link that you can use to watch the concert online on November 2nd. We'll send that link out as well. It's a little bit longer with some forward slashes, and I think it's too hard to read it, but it will be great to have that concert and, of course, the fundraising aspects of it. I mentioned the Today Show. I think that's just really great coverage of our area. And now I'd like to just open up the floor and allow you to ask questions and share information that you'd like for us to know about. So star 2 to unmute yourself. Guys are pretty quiet this morning. I'm surprised no one has a comment. Does anybody have anything they want to share this morning? Start
Hey, Tamara. Hey, Tamara. It's Kelly with IMAG.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
I am doing as well as can be.
Sure, yeah. Just wanted to let everybody know that IMAG will be hosting an Inspiration Day on November 12th. This is a donation request / pay as you can. We wanted to open it up for anyone who can't afford to come in, that they can come in for free. And that will be from 10 until 5. We'll have activities from 10 until 2. We'll have food trucks, and we've opened it up to, we're going to have Crow, I believe, and Ding Darling. We've reached out to other nonprofits that have been affected, and, you know, we've asked them if they want to set up a tent out front. They're allowed to take donations out there as well. We have mosquito control coming. We've got Hippie Trippy Ice Cream is giving away ice cream free. So just a bunch of different folks coming out and just really helping support the community.
Saturday, November 12th. That sounds great, Kelly.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Star 2 to unmute yourself.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
This is Lisa at Edison Ford. How are you? I just
hey,
want to
Lisa.
Let everyone know. Hi. I just want to let everyone know that we are reopening our entire site starting this Saturday, and that'll coincide with our fall festival. It's a new event that we're having. It is free for the public to come and walk around the festival area. We'll have craft vendors and food trucks and music. However, there are individual activities for the kids, and there is a charge for each one of those. And of course, a ticket's required to do any of the tours or see the museum and lab. But hopefully everyone will come out and celebrate with us.
Excellent. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
I heard another voice as well. Please don't be shy.
Hello. Hi, I'm April with Future Makers Coalition. Thank you for all the awesome resources that everyone's been sharing. I just wanted to share, I'm the Navigator Coordinator with Future Makers Coalition, and we've been working to help adults that want to connect to education or a career and helping them to get the steps done to get to where they want to be. Our navigators will work alongside any adult to help them overcome whatever obstacle on the way to starting their career. We know right now a lot of people need to focus on immediate employment, and we're partnering with employers in the community to help fill positions right away. So if you're an employer and want to connect so we can share your hiring opportunities with our job seekers, feel free to reach out. If the employee needs to complete their GED or English classes or a skills or trade certificate or a degree to get to where they ultimately want to be, we want to be there to help support them and navigate each step for that whenever they're ready to get back into that. So we just want to be an additional tool in the toolbox to help support all the people that you guys are working with and all the displaced workers in Southwest Florida. So know that we're here to help and ready to work. So if anybody wants to reach out to me, my phone number is 239-628-7323, or my email is AM@futuremakerscoalition.com. I'm happy to answer any questions or connect with any of you to help any adult in Southwest Florida. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, April. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Star 2 to unmute yourself.
Hi, Tam.
All right. Well, hey there.
Hey, it's Donna from the Sundial. How are you?
Hey, Donna.
I'm just wondering if there is a pathway up and running yet for our people to apply for the Hospitality Relief Workers Fund.
We are working with the collaboratory on that, Donna, and hope to have something set up pretty quickly. The one aspect of it is we have to identify a committee to review those requests. And I want to make sure that we do a good job of putting together a group to look at those requests, to do it in a fair, equitable way. And but I promise soon we're going to have that information out. I can tell you that, you know, donations have been a little slower than I expected them to be, but the fund is growing. So that's the good news. And I think, you know, again, that concert on the 2nd will help with it. You know, I wish it was, you know, $100 million in there. It's not, but, you know, what we get, we're going to find a way to give out. So please know that we're working on it. And as soon as possible, we'll get that information out to you.
Okay. Thank you, Tam.
Absolutely. Anybody else have a question?
Hi, Tam. It's Jenna Adams at Luminary Hotel.
Hi, Jenna.
We have a couple events this weekend I just wanted to make everyone aware of. We have this Saturday, the 29th, we will have a toy giveaway for any children that may have lost toys, all from, you know, infancy up to 18 years old. It'll be from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Convention Center in Salon A. So that is happening until there are no more toys to give out. So we wanted to make everyone aware of that. It's a partnership with Ashley's Toy Closet, which is a nonprofit out of Nevada that's coming to the area. We also will be collecting canned food at the concert this weekend on Sunday for Pablo Cruz. So anyone that brings donations for Harry Chapin Food Bank, that will be accepted at the door.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Jenna. Anyone else? Star 2 to unmute yourself. All right. Want to let you know that Jeff Milkey was on the road this week. He will be back on the call next week, I anticipate. Our call next week will be same time, same bat channel, Thursday, November 3rd, 9 a.m., all the same call-in information that you use this week. I really appreciate you joining in on these calls. It's a great way for us to stay in connection with you and hopefully you with us. We want to make them valuable for you. If there is any suggestions on things you'd like to hear, please feel free to reach out to me. My number is 533-6715. Just reach out anytime and happy to take your input on these calls because we want it to be valuable to you. As always, I appreciate each one of you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week on Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you.